Agriculture in high-rise buildings is the dream of some scientists and architects around the globe, but it soon could be reality. Just outside of Suwon, a city 30 kilometers south of the capital Seoul, the South Korean government is experimenting with urban agriculture. The Rural Development Administration has built a prototype of a vertical farm. So far, their experiment is only 3 stories high, but they hope that one day, the technology will expand and be capable of feeding the entire nation. Their work is inspired by Dixon de Pommier, the scientist credited with inventing the idea of vertical farming.
Here's my vision of what a vertical farm might look like. My gold standard for this is the Apple Store in New York City on Fifth Avenue. If you took that building and made it into a 5-story building, now in the building you have multiple floors, of course, and inside each floor you have multiple layers of crops.
De Pommier says tower-like hydroponic farms could someday stand alongside skyscrapers as a key food source for billions of city dwellers. He sees them as a key solution for growing populations with limited arable land. Back in the Suwon lab, agrarian scientist Choi Kyu-hong is still sorting out some basic challenges.
The plant factory require a lot of energy, the light energy and the heating and the cooling energies. So we provide the heating or cooling energy using the geothermal systems. We adopted the solar cell system to provide light source energies, but we are still provide 15% of the total energy.
Choi says there are other challenges to overcome before the farms become a viable alternative food source. Scientists are determining the optimum wavelength for growing each kind of plant. Team member Lee Hae-jin says they need more time.
It might take at least 5 more years of research to make progress on these obstacles. Then vertical farms might be ready for commercial use.
The South Korean scientists say that once these problems are resolved, vertical farms won't just have to stop at 3 stories. The sky is the limit. Jason Strother for VOA News, Suwon.